Shabbos. It's the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, middle of Simen Shimon Ches, still ending off the Lachas of Muktzah, Sif Mem Aleph on top of page 220. It says in Mechabah Isha, we're talking about pushing things. So we're talking about pushing an animal. Now we're talking about Isha Medadez Bana. A woman could push her son, even in the street. But actually, Tigrei, as long as she doesn't drag, this happens often, you know, children get exhausted and they're in New York and, you know, it's in a place where you can't carry. You can't drag him. He might be a ragle achas. Rather, he should lift up one foot. Put one down on the ground. He's showing aleha. And he should lean on her until he puts back the leg that he lifted up. He's always leaning on one foot. Says Mishmur Sibkat and Kofnim Gimel. So a woman could push her son even in the street. Because really, the truth is, even if she really does pick him up, the truth is she's exempt. The Chai Noises Atzma. The Aloch is that a living creature really carries themselves. The carrying a person really is only rabbinic prohibition. It's a Xera of, you know, pushing that you might come to carry, which the carrying itself is only rabbinic decree. So therefore, that's allowed. Now, the Noises Kofes Achela, however, if she's carrying him when he's bound or ill, then actually Chayiv, then you're liable, because the Vazel Shach Noises Atzma. Then you're not, it's not applicable that a person carries themselves because they're bound. But that wouldn't apply. But Noisa Mesa, if someone carries a dead person, that's called the carrying is unnecessary for that itself. It's just not to be over here, which Ein Simri Shein Ches, which that's more lenient. Sivkat and Kofnun Dal, as long as Shaloi Tigreyu, she doesn't drag him. Why? Because then if she drags him, she's actually carrying him. King Kaz of Rashi, that's how Rashi writes. Shartzina's Kavchav basis, look at Bealocha de Maskal Shaloi, where he discusses this. It says, Mishru, Mashmut sounds like this really that he holds up a Kabashanoise, that it's as if, like, she's carrying him. Then, if that's the case, a Carmelist also. Then, even in the rabbinically prohibited area, as a Carmelist, it would also be forbidden. Now, the Yeshua Mekilim said that those are leading regarding this, in that case of a Carmelist. Abelisa, Isa, Al Kasefai, but they carry him on his shoulder. Gamba Carmelist also, Kulama, that according to everyone is forbidden to carry the child. Now the Yesh Mahamun Shinan Shom is that there are many people that stumble on this. They carry their children on their shoulders. But Ta'usun Hu, and their mistake is, they said, because the child could go on his own. And it's an error. This Rabban Yesh Mahalif, and there's going to be rabbinic provision in all situations. I've been with even the Karmelis. As we said, that even though Chai Nurs is Atzmai, it's rabbinically forbidden. It's good to not tell them anything. Sometimes it's better not to say. Because in this case, for sure, the Nakalis does. Better let them be in error than to be deliberate sinners, because they're not going to listen anyway. Now, a child that cannot go on his own at all, you're liable for most of the poiskim, like a baby that can't go, that you're going to be when you're carrying him in the street. Which is Sharatzin, as Kufla Dal says, that's the Pim Gadam rates. And he says, I checked and I found that's the Pim Rambam, the Raj, but the Ran, that a baby is like a behema in that regard, that you're chayiv for carrying. And you're chayiv, according to Rabban, according to the Balamor, in the Kodrab Nostin, be chayiv in such a case. Says, after I found the Meiri, that it also has pushed them that you can be chayiv in such a case. So a baby that cannot walk, according to most places, you're chayiv when you're carrying Mishas Ram. But then Yehudi, now through a non Jew, surely they done. Now for us, it's be mutter. So that's why you'll find some places where, let's say, you don't hold the air, but there is no air, that to get a non-Jew, that would be permitted, because the imot says, we don't really have a Rishos HaRabim at the rest of the Bibagadim. A mitzi tinnik, if someone carries out a child, the kiss told with Tzavar, and there's actually a pouch hanging from his neck, then chayiv, then b'shoy chayiv. Because after the go to the even though the child lets him walk on his own, there's no biblical prohibition. The chayiv that's my a living creature carries himself. You're still going to chayiv from kiss because of the pouch. The kiss in the bottle got because the pouch is not secondary to the child. She ain't circling because he doesn't need it. But if you carry out an adult that's wearing his clothing, part of that you're exempt because the begad of a family because his garments are secondary to him. For loving the chayiv, for the human in a chayiv, the nice someone who carries himself. For less belief, sudra bon, then there's only be a rabbinic prohibition of the Rambam, which is brought in the Mogen Avraham.
Sif membeis davashuhu muktza, something that's muktza, mutaligabi, you're allowed to touch it. Bavachli menanea fil muktzasai, as long as you don't move it, even just partially. As Ramas says, Quran is Baba, Sif Gimel already explained this Sif Gimel. Says Mishbru Sif Kutin Kuknan, hey, mutaligabi, you're allowed to touch it, I'm lab, but Mishbru Sif Kutin Yudzain. Sif Mem Gimel, Mutl taltal mukta adin afichi, let him move mukta adin by blowing it. So Rama here also find this by Rishim and Zeb. We already explained this in the beginning of the siman. Sif mem dalad. And Machabah just putting all these things together. Klishin is re'eya, a vessel that is shaky. Lo yitlu memen necheres lachasis, but you should not take earthenware from it to cover with it. Oy lismach, but with the support with it. Says Mishpura Sivka, lo yitlu memen, you should not take from it. What it says like this. Lo yitlu memen, you should not detach it from it. Because b'mais atlish, with that action of detaching, u'b'chal, technically, it's included in a remedy of a vessel, because anything that you prepare on Shabbos for whatever utility, yes, permission to complete. It's like it was a shaky thing. And now you're making it useful. But the same thing is, if the earthenware fell off already, he's preparing it to remove the jagged edges and the points, that you could use as a cover. Anything similar like that, to us, that's forbidden. That's included in the malach of makav patish, which is finishing off something and making it useful. But to take the earthenware that was broken from the vessel, and to cover with it a vessel without any remedy, that's for sure. Sif memhei. It's forbidden to play around with Shabbos and Yom Tov on Shabbos and Yom Tov with a ball. And the custom is to be lenient. That's Tosfos in the Perikah on the way, in the first Perikah there. It says Mishpura Sif Kofen Kofen and Zayin that it's forbidden to play with a bekadur with a ball. Beinim he shall nir with it's made out of paper, shall eat or made out of wood. She'ein shem kli lav. That it does not have the name of a vessel on it, but because you could play around with it. Rather, Bahava Kevin is like a stone, which is inherently mukta. So even just moving it at all is forbidden. Maybe their reasoning is, since made for this, and designated to always be used like this, it's not applicable a title of mukta, like we said previously in Sifra Beis. According to everyone, it's forbidden to play in the street. Because the Bekalhu, it's very easy, that it should fall out of the person's Dalad Amas. They're going to come to carry it, Dalad Amas, which is Malacha Beitzah in Bishas Rab. It's permitted even in the street to play with it, according to this opinion. This old talk about Kishas Seichik when he's playing Shaloy Agabe Karka, not on the ground. Agabe Karka, but to play the ball on the ground, a kickball or soccer, Lukol Amos, according to everyone, is going to be forbidden. Mishim Chashash, Ashwe Gumas, because they're concerned that you might come to smooth out the ground. Come on, like we see later on, the Simichin Lam Ches, as a Katin Daf Kofi Raf, Lin Schik as a Gazim, playing around with nuts. One should not protest against the women and children that do this. Better let them do this in error than do it deliberately, because if we tell them it's wrong, they're not going to stop, and they're just going to be doing it as deliberate sins. Which the Sharet Tzion Kuf Chabei said to look at. So he says, look at Mishavur Sivkot Nundal, Kuf Nundal, says that I wrote in what this means to say that a woman could push her son, even in the street, but as long as she doesn't drag him, because then you're going to be carrying him. That's what Rashi writes. And even though the Magen Ram writes this in Nim and the Ran, the Ran writes this in the Mishnah according to Rashi, it's not obvious that necessarily the Ran himself actually holds like this. And that's how you find many times that will quote Rashi, but himself would not necessarily hold that. And specifically from Ran himself actually sounds like that he himself holds that actually dragging the child is not forbidden, rather only with Rabban. Because if not, then why does he say over there that such a child that drags his 2 feet, the Rabban do not agree to Rab Nassin, it should be enough that Midrabban, and anyways, it's forbidden according to Rab Nassin, if you say that dragging is like literally carrying. Rather, obviously, the dragging is not also only because for the reason that you should not come to carry him on your shoulder. And therefore, according to Rab Nassin, we're not students regarding this as the Rabban hold by Medad did when you're just pushing. And for that reason, the Ran had to say that by such a child, this dragging is 2 feet, Rabban do not agree to Rab Nassin, and to carry him would be Issa de Reis, and therefore, Rabban are stringent even by greater, even by dragging. And even the El Rabbi Rai said he has two interpretations of the words of the Ran, he's not sure regarding this. So, but Sefer Maimon Matcha already came out, like the way we're saying, that according to him, Greyri actually is only Midrabban. So therefore he says, I wrote on that it's King Kaz of Rashi, that's actually from Rashi. So this that I wrote that somewhat lean regarding this, that's from the words of the Ran that we just mentioned, that he holds that this, that dragging the child is by a child that cannot walk or go on his own, that then you're liable when you carry him, and therefore they said Greyri is forbidden so that you don't come to carry him on your shoulder. According to this, according to the Beis Yosef that permits to drag, to push an animal and the wild animal and the Carmelis, one does not have to be stringent regarding regarding dragging the Carmelis. And sure, you don't have to be stringent by dragging at all, according to the opinion, according to someone that you could, that it could push him by himself. But to carry him on the shoulder, that is for something that you cannot push. For sure, that's forbidden, even the caramel is, because since in the street it's Isser Daraisa Mamash, according to most places, like the Prima Gemara writes, to carry him, therefore, the caramel would be at least Isser Rabbanu. And even according to Tais and Shabbos, it sounds like that even by an 8-day-old baby is only Isser Rabbanu, because Chayne says, a living creature carries himself. But many of the Gedolei Rishonim disagree on them, and that's the Ramban, the Chedushim, the Rashba, the Ran, the Balamor, the Yiri holds that even if you could push him, you chayv when you carry him. The Meiri, they all hold that a child that cannot put down one foot, pick up another foot, is the Raisa, but the one who carries him. Now, this we're all talking about by someone that you cannot push him, and even for someone that you could push him, that many places can hold that if you in that situation we carry him, it's only the Rabbanan. That even then you should not be leaned by a caramelist, because since Rabbanan, carrying a living thing is like other, literally like other things, so then there's no difference between the caramelist and the Shizram. It's not similar to what they made forbidden because of Xeria, as we'll see later on, Simishan Nunsiv Alf, that a person should not stand in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and stick his head out to Rosh Hashanah and drink over there, and my caramel is permitted, because that's only because of Xeria that we could turn, you might come to bring it, and you might come to be violent Esed Raisim, my caramel is not going to be Gezer, which is not the case in our situation, that when they said forbidden to carry in the caramel, they didn't differentiate anything, and they said forbidden anything that you're not allowed to carry it in Rosh Hashanah. That's obviously the Mark of Avram, that even by a child that you could push, that if you're carrying him as Isra Abanu, because the Mechaber that writes that you shouldn't drag him is going on something that you could push. And even so, it's not going to be market problem. The carrying would be us in the Karmel, that's Chai Odom, right? It's the Shechon Acharav. And specifically, according to the Baal Amon, I'm Iri, even by a child that you could push him, that's Isra Abanu, which is the one who carries him, as long as he cannot go totally by himself. And therefore, you have to be stringent by a Karmelist. Some of the Dirshu number 155. So Mishver said that if you carry a person that's bound or a sick person, then you can be chayiv, because that's not applicable to say chayinus is atzmai. And the reason for this is the machlokes Yerushalmi. Rashi himself, Shabbos of Tzadik Gimel, holds that the yisurin of the heter is because at the time when you're carrying a healthy person, so he's making it lighter, and so to speak, like he's carrying himself, because his weight is lighter than that of a dead person or a sick person. And the opinion of Alamar in on the Rif says that's not the reason. And according to him, the Chubasik Yisrael explains that you say the heter is because that a living person could get to this place even without him being carried. So he adds on that there's enough community between these two different opinions. By a person that helps his walking with crutches. According to the first pshat, that he's not considered as chayinus atzmoi, but according to the second pshat, he's considered chayinus atzmoi because he can get there through his crutches to wherever he needs to get. At least, you know, it'll take him longer, but he'll be able to get there. Another enough community writes over there is that when you carry someone that's ill in his feet, but not in his body, that is not considered chayinus atzmoi only according to the first pshat. Maisi writes, one should be stringent like according to the two pshat. Now, a sleeping person, the Sefer Pesachei Teshuvah is not sure if that is considered like someone who's bound or not. However, regarding a person that's dozing, he writes with it, that would seem that it's not considered as bound, rather like chayinus atzmoi. Dish number 156, Chaznitz explains that this the Rashi says, don't drag the child because that's like carrying him. That we're not talking about that, that the mother is dragging her son, that that when the feet are only touching the ground. If that's obvious, that's considered like carrying him. Rather, we're talking about in a way that the son's dragging his feet a little bit. In such a situation, Mekar Din, Saka said it's carrying him, that's forbidden to do that, as if you're carrying him. There's number 157, who said that although they carry the children, they're not going to listen to us, so don't tell them. Now, if it's a suffix, if they're going to listen, so in Tafresh Ches Mishmur brings, then you do have to protest. And that's written in Shubhazik's Mish, that in our situation, and he adds on that one should be mefarsim of this Issa. Dish number 159. Later on, Simishan Laman Alf, Mishmur writes that it's forbidden to bring a child to shul through a chatzah that does not have an heir to do the bris mila on the baby, even to bring him through a non-Jew, because you could do the bris mila in the house. So Shrein Halacha writes that one has to look into why is the Mishmur permitted over here to carry out through a non-Jew in all situations. Now the reason for the heter, the Tribush of the writes that most times that you take out a child that needs his mother, there's a great need, and therefore it's permitted to a non-Jew to carry him out in the Carmelis, like any Shavuot Shavuot Mokum Tzarech Gadol. He adds on that also when you're going out with a child for Shpatzir, for a stroll, that there's no great need, even though you really have to see if it's permitted to take out the baby carriage to the non-Jew. However, there is placed in Lamed Schus on those who are lenient, and also even when the baby's sleeping. Now, a child, they cannot walk over by foot to the shul, but he wants to say Kaddish. So HaGoyes Chacham Shlemer writes that it's permitted to carry him through a Carmelist because that's not Haitzah, that's Tzricha L'Gufa. And it's only forbidden because there's a Shavuos. So it's a Shavuos to Shavuos, B'mokah Mitzvah. However, according to Prima Gadim and Simichin Zion, one should not permit a Shavuos to Shavuos through Yisrael, even B'mokah Mitzvah. Tzricha Moshe writes that one has to know that in these words of the Chacham Shlemer, if it's considered as a Shavuos and a Mokah Mitzvah. However, he says you can be lenient regarding this because it's a Shavuos to Shavuos Mokah Tzar, and one could also permit to carry a crying child that's going in the place where there's no Erev, and you can't calm down only by carrying him and taking him home. The Azan, that carrying the child that's not in pain, only so that you could be able to get home quicker, that's forbidden. And even regarding this, one should not protest regarding those who are lenient. If it's logical that they're not going to listen to them, better let them be B'shogeg. I'll let them be in error. Edition number 161. Regarding bulls that are common in our time, Tzrivish Yavli writes that not Mokse, even for Bnei Svar that follow the Mechaber, that says it's Aser, because they're produced for playing with. That's how Shlomo Zalman holds them. Yashav and other Tzrivish Yavli is stringent regarding this, and does not permit for playing with bull only for a child, that a child could rely on the words of Ramah. That's what's been Rambam's Kirelitz, and he adds on that that's also the Mashmash, the words of Mishabur, that according to Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden to move the ball, even if it's made specifically for playing. It's just Rambam's Kirelitz permits, in our times, even the Bnei Svart for a different reason, that the ball that was considered as mukta was only because it was dirty, and therefore wasn't fit to like even use to cover a flask, as the Rambam says. Whereas the bowls of our times, they're clean, and it's fit to cover, let's say, a bowl with it. However, if you don't use bowls for covering a vessel at all, then he's not sure, but they're regarding the halacha. Edition number 162, a balloon, Tzrivish Yavli writes, L'chayr, it's permitted to move it, the way the Ramah permits to move a ball. Tzrivish 163, that, I said that on Yom Tov, you could even play with a ball on the street, as Ramah writes later on in Tov Kuf Yud Ches. Or the Mishbur, but they write in the name of the Marshal, that's a wondrous thing, because there's no Tzarech HaYem at all. He says, leave it for the children to do this, because that's playfulness for them. But for adults, that's a terrible custom. But Shabur adds on over there that even without that this halacha is not muskim according to all opinions, because according to Shulchan Aruch over here, it's forbidden. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that even though the minhag is to be meikil regarding this, like the Ramah, over there he brings the Yerushalmi and Tainis, that there's one city that was destroyed because they were playing ball on Shabbos, and that's brought in Medrash Eicha, and that's brought in Shubis Samas Chaim. It's not appropriate to be noig ahead with these types of things. Now, we said if you're playing with ball on the floor, for sure, that's forbidden because of chashash of a shvui gumis, not to play marbles or kugluch on a tiled floor when most of the houses of the city are tiled. Shlomo Zalman holds that's forbidden because most courtyards are not tiled. And it's possible that children that are playing with the marbles, they're not going to know the differentiate between the courtyards. But a tiled house, you're allowed to play in them. And that's different than the halacha of sweeping in a tiled courtyard when most of the homes of the city are tiled, where the Shlomo Zalman is lenient because that's something that adults do. That's as written in Tzrivish Yavli Levi, to be stringent, not to play ball or marbles out of the house, even where there's tiled, only in the house or on the table, it's permitted to play with them. That's a permissible Yashuv, that in our times, permitted to play a ball in the house. However, says the Shulchan, says forbidden to play, even in a house that's tiled, and even though most of the homes are tiled, but what he writes, what's the reason for that? Dershon number 165, Chaznish writes, regarding the Bi'al Alacha's interpretation of the Taisis, it's not Mukach to explain like that. The Taisis, and he says that there's other ways of explaining the Taisis.